From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo asks ministers to land from U.S. before issuing regulation. Minister of Defense Prabowo wants to protect natural resources. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo asks his ministers to learn from the government of United States of America before issuing ministerial regulation in order the regulation in Indonesia are not overlapping. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in his speech when attending a limited meeting with the topic program to create employment at the president's office in Jakarta on Monday. He said the country has been at the USA also considered well related to regulation issue. Does he ask his official to do similar things? President Joko Widodo wants in Indonesia there is an improvement in the regulatory ecosystem, especially in ports, to support employment creation. President Joko Widodo asked for tourism sector to be developed in a bid to increase export and to strengthen trade balance. In a limited meeting with the team strengthening trade balance at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, he pointed out that the government focus to the next future is how to be able to press as small as possible and to decrease as little as possible the deficit figure. To press the deficit, President Joko Widodo reminded his ministries to concentrate on innovation steps in decreasing import, especially fuel import, which becomes the biggest contributor of deficit. By processing renewable energy like B20 to immediately enter to B30 and then B100. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto attended the first meeting with the Indonesian Upper Representative Commission 1 on Monday. The meeting discussed the agenda of defense visions. Before meeting, Minister Prabowo affirmed one of his visions to protect Indonesian natural resources. He wants to build an adequate defense system. He also remarked that he was collaborating with Deputy Minister of Defense Wahyu Trenggono, who had carried out an inventory of the existing problems. The Minister of Defense will draw up a defense plan based on these problems. On the same occasion, Minister Prabowo also mentioned that the welfare of the soldiers. This has become one aspect that must be corrected. Chairperson of the House of Representatives Commission 1, Mutia Hafiz, said that she heard how Minister Prabowo transformed the president's visions and missions. One of them is modernization of main defense equipment and the alignment of national defense industry. Minister of Cooperatives and Micro Small and Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki said that the cooperative sector and micro small and medium enterprises will be integrated in one law through the Omnibus Law related to job creation. After attending a meeting of Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Teten said that the integration is carried out so that both programs from micro small and medium enterprises and employment creation sites could be mutually integrated. Although in practice there will be later a kind of exception to some regulations. Thus, he emphasized that in the future there would only be one law through the omnibus law as an effort to simplify complicated and lengthy regulatory constraints. The Employment Creation Act and the empowerment of micro, small and medium enterprise is integrated. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nasara asked all employees of the Minister of Finance to jointly keep working together to realize the welfare of a just and prosperous Indonesian society. This was affirmed by Deputy Minister Suhasil Nasara at the Dhanapala Building at the Minister of Finance in Jakarta on Monday. He stated that the Minister of Finance as a state financial management agency can also become a hero today by being able to make Indonesia fair and prosperous through effective and efficient management of state budget revenues. This is related to the existence of around 9.4% of Indonesian population who lives below poverty line, so that synergy and cooperation need to continue. He also pointed out that employees of finance ministry who came from various regions and different culture should not be divided because this agency is one of the spread of Indonesian unity. Governor of the West Java, Ridwan Kamil, said the collaboration among countries in Asian region should get been strengthened and concrete cooperation is needed in order Asian nations are ready to welcome golden future. This was stated by Governor Ridwan Kamil when attending an opening ceremony at the 12th China-ASEAN Conference on People-to-People Friendship Organization in West Bandung Regency on Monday. To optimize the collaboration, Governor Ridwan hopes that ASEAN-China's nations keep on multiplying the dialogue. In addition, he also affirmed that the cooperation which is established must be fair, trade, and mutually beneficial. The last item, Indonesian food and beverage industry is ready to participate in international exhibition food, beverage, catering service, hotel, restaurant, and cafe, as well as bakery of the Global Food Marketplace or Salon International de Lamentation or SIAL Interfood. The exhibition will be held at Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran in Jakarta on November 13 until 16, 2019. Director General of Agri-Industry of Industry Ministry Abdul Rahim stated in Jakarta on Monday that food and beverage industry becomes one of the major industries in boosting industrial or economic growth. The contribution of industry reaches 36.49% of the growth of non-oil and gas industry until third quarter 2019. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is National Health Day. Well, listener, today, 12th November, is the 55th National Health Day. The trigger of November 12th to become a health day began from the outbreak of malaria in Indonesia in the 50s. At the time, President Sukarno ruled to launch a movement of bid to eradicate and fight against Anopheles mosquitoes, which were the source of malaria. The campaign movement against malaria have succeeded in protecting around 64 million Indonesians from the threat of malaria. Then the government set November 12th as National Health Day. The theme of the 55th National Health Day commemoration in 2019 is Healthy Generation, Excellent Indonesia. This illustrates the importance of joint efforts for all stakeholders in the implementation of health development to comprehensively prepare healthy generation for excellent Indonesia in 2045. Secretary General of the Minister of Health, Oscar Primadi, said that to create smart, skillful, and virtuous human resources must be preceded by healthy and strong human resources. Health development by the government is an obligation set forth in the mandate of the 1945 Constitution. To achieve the demographic bonus target in 2045, the government must prepare good quality human resources, especially in terms of health. Thus, one of the Minister of Health programs is to launch a balanced diet, as stated by head of the Minister of Health Resorts and Development Agency in a special interview with the Voice of Indonesia. Balanced diet is the regulation of the intake of each person so that the nutrition is balanced and is accompanied by physical activities to create an excellent and good quality generation. At present, health development in Indonesia is getting better. The treatment of health issues ranging from health insurance until the treat of disease outbreaks as well as protection of environment against the spread of disease with various health programs has been carried out in accordance with the mandate of the Constitution. In addition, the development of health support through the health of state-owned enterprises had also been intensified. Take, for example, Biopharma produces a variety of vaccines and medical devices and has become a WHO reference in producing and using them in many countries. Data of the Health Ministry related to the increase in the Community Health Development Index in 2018 proves the achievement of good health development. This can be seen in the declining number of toddlers stunting, maternal mortality, and neonatal mortality. In particular, stunting has fallen by almost 10% over the last 5 years. The challenges of health development are still wide open, especially efforts to reduce stunting to below the WHO figure of 20%. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
I'll begin today in history with November the 12th, 1945. Sudirman was elected as the first and youngest commander-in-chief of the People's Security Army, or TKR, or Indonesian Armed Forces through the TKR Conference. Great General TNI Anumerta Sudirman was an Indonesian national hero who fought during the Indonesian National Revolution. In the history of the struggle of the Republic of Indonesia, he was noted as the first and youngest commander and general of the Republic of Indonesia. When Sudirman was 31 years old, he had become a general after the People's Security Army, or TKR, was formed after the proclamation. He was later appointed commander of Division 5 Banyumas with the rank of colonel. And through the TKR conference on November the 12, 1945, Sudirman was elected as the commander of the TKR, commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces. Subsequently, Sudirman began suffering from tuberculosis. However, he continued to engage directly in several guerrilla wars against the Dutch Nika forces. Despite suffering from the severe pulmonary tuberculosis, he remained fighting in the guerrilla war for the independence and the defense of Indonesian independence. In 1950, Sudirman died from tuberculosis and was buried in the Kusuma Negara Hero Cemetery in Semaki, Yogyakarta. Over now to November 12, 1964, the first National Health Day. National Health Day is celebrated annually on November the 12th. Since it was formalized in 1964, National Health Day has become a momentum for health education as an effort to promote health. The commemoration or the celebration of the National Health Day aims to increase the awareness of the people of Indonesia on the importance of maintaining health. The theme race on 2019 National Health Day is Healthy Generation Indonesia Excellence. I'll end with November the 12th, 2014, the spacecraft Philae reaches the comet's core. Philae is a robot belonging to the European Space Agency in the form of landers carried by the Rosetta spacecraft until ordered to land on comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko.
On November 12, 2014, the robot successfully reached the comet's core. The instrument is expected to obtain the first image of the comet's surface and make it the first in situ analysis to explain the composition of the comet. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Takkan aku ingat lagi.
There was a song entitled Biarkan Berlalu, sung by Hello. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of My Indonesia today is Indonesian Japan Hall 5th Consular Consultation in Surabaya. Well, listener, the governments of Indonesia and Japan held the 5th Indonesian-Japan Consular Consultation to discuss issues related to consular affairs, diplomatic facilities, and other consular issues in Surabaya, Java last weekend. Based on report of kemlo.co.id, the consular consultation meeting was opened by Winanto Adi, Acting Director General of Protocol and Consular at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia. During the meeting, the Indonesian delegation was led by Prasetyo Hadi, Consular Director at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, while Japanese delegation was represented and led by Director of Foreign Affairs Bureau, the Japanese Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mitsuru Miyoching. In his remarks, Winanto Adi mentioned that Japan is Indonesia's main strategic partner, which also contributes to national development through various economic, infrastructure, and tourism cooperation. The intensity of bilateral relations between the two countries has continued to increase since the signing of the Strategy Partnership for Peaceful and Prosperous Future in 2006. He also revealed that the consultation is the right forum to resolve various strategic consular issues faced by the two countries. Chairperson of Indonesian delegation Prasetyo Hadi said that consular consultation have taken place in a friendly and constructive atmosphere and discussed matters relating to immigration, visas and terrorism, asylum requests and the mutual interests of Indonesia and Japan. Both sides agreed to take steps to further facilitate, expand and strengthen people-to-people relations in various fields in order to improve bilateral relations between the two countries. This consultation meeting discussed the collaboration of human trafficking between the police of the two countries in the field of information exchange to suppress the fraudulent practices that are experienced by many Indonesian citizens every year. The meeting also discussed the threat of terrorism in the world and its impact on Asian region, especially for Indonesia and Japan. Related to the counter-terrorism cooperation, the Indonesian government focuses on policies for the prevention and handling of terrorism. In addition, the government also emphasized important efforts to carry out counter-radicalization policies which had been carried out in a soft approach through prevention efforts, including enforcement of the Information and Electronic Transaction Law. Both delegations expressed their belief that bilateral dialogue undertaken positively contributed to strengthening multidimensional contacts and exchange between communities in the mutual interest of the two countries. At the end of the event, the two chairmen of the delegation agree to the official report of the meeting of the 5th Consular Consultation of Republic of Indonesia, Japan, and follow up on the action plan documents as the meeting's main material. The 6th consular meeting between Indonesia and Japan will be held in 2020 and Japan is the host. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Kamu yang cantik, satu-satunya yang jeli. gadis secantik dia. Di stasiun tua
the song entitled Stasiun Tua, sung by Heiho. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safridela. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Saja berakhir hujan di sore ini menyisakan keajaiban kilauan indahnya pelangi. Tak pernah terlewatkan dan tetap mengaguminya. Kesempatan seperti ini tak akan bisa dibeli. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Lawan keterbatasan, walau sedikit kemungkinan, takkan menyerah untuk hadapi hingga sedih tak mau datang lagi. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti. Tetaplah seperti ini. Janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti.
Just listen to the song entitled Sahabat Kecil, sung by Ipang. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Semoga Makin Sukses, or in English, literally, May You Be More Successful, or I Wish You Much Success. Next, I will give you an example of a conversation titled Semoga Makin Sukses, or in English, I Wish You Much Success. At Joko's house, Tony is having a birthday. Dinda, Joko, and Endah gave a surprise and then congratulated Tony, wished him a happy birthday, and expressed his hope and prayer.
Selamat ulang tahun, Tony. Semoga kamu makin sukses.
Terima kasih, Joko. Aduh, saya makin tua.
Tidak, kamu masih muda, Tony.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is Semoga Makin Sukses. Semoga Makin Sukses, which means I wish you more success. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Makin. Makin, which means more or increasingly. Semakin. Semakin, which means more or increasingly. Sukses. Sukses, which means success. Bijaksana. Bijaksana, which means wise. Dewasa. Dewasa, which means mature. Tua. Tua, which means old. Selamat ulang tahun. Selamat ulang tahun, which means happy birthday. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means we wish you much success. Aduh, saya makin tua. Aduh, saya makin tua, which means ouch, I'm getting older. Kamu masih muda. Kamu masih muda, which means you're still young. In the dialogue, you heard Joko said, Semoga makin sukses. Semoga makin sukses, which means I wish you more success. Joko saw that Tony was successful and he hoped that Tony would be more successful. Therefore, he uses the word makin. Makin, which means more. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means I wish you more success. The word makin, which means more, is used to declare something that is increasing. The following are examples for the use of the word makin. Makin, which means more or increasingly. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means we wish you more success. Saya berharap kamu makin bijaksana. Saya berharap kamu makin bijaksana, which means I hope you will be wiser. Aku makin tua. Aku makin tua, which means I'm getting older. Dia makin dewasa. Dia makin dewasa, which means he is more mature. In everyday conversation, you might hear someone say, Saya semakin tua. Saya semakin tua, which means I'm getting older. The word more and more, semakin, which means more and more or increasingly has the same meaning. However, the word semakin is only used in conversation. The following are a few examples. Semoga kamu semakin sukses. Semoga kamu semakin sukses, which means we wish you much success. Saya berharap kamu semakin bijaksana. Saya berharap kamu semakin bijaksana, which means I hope you get wiser. Aku semakin tua. Aku semakin tua, which means I'm getting older. Dia semakin dewasa. Dia semakin dewasa, which means he is more mature. Before ending, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Selamat ulang tahun, Tony. Semoga kamu makin sukses.
Terima kasih, Joko. Aduh, saya makin tua.
Tidak, kamu masih muda, Tony.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesia. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different kinds of topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
That was Jangan Kau Simpan, sung by Soulmate. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song to you entitled Aduhai Sayang, sung by a duet Asmidar Darwis and Tiar Ramon. The song Aduhai Sayang consists of two verses of poem. The lyrics are sung repeatedly by Asmidar and Tiar Ramon. These lyrics tell about life advice where we should do positive things and forgive each other. The song is arranged in a modern Malay music. The song Aduhai Sayang is sung in a duet by Asmidar Darwis and Tiar Ramon. The two singers are from West Sumatra and known as the top Malay singers. Well, listener, here is the song Aduhai Sayang, sung by Asmidar Darwis and Tiar Ramon. Enjoy the song.
Aduhai sayang, bundi yang baik.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Sedang cahaya bulan purnama, anak pangeran bersendakura. Terang cahaya bulan purnama, anak pangeran bersendakura.
Tidur tak dapat pejamkan mata, setiap malam daku mengejar.
danaunya Toba di lingkung bukit dalam perahu ikan belanga. Danaunya Toba di lingkung bukit dalam perahu ikan belanga.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to our email address voi@voinews.id.